USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has reportedly made another offer on his infrastructure plan in a Wednesday meeting with West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Politico reporting that the president's new plan included $1 trillion in new spending, down from his initial package of $2.3 trillion, but far from the levels of spending in a Republican counteroffer. Biden and Capito will meet again on Friday, even as members of his administration say that time to get a deal done is running out. And new COVID cases in the United States have fallen to levels not seen in more than a year. The latest 7-day average is around 15,600 cases per day, the lowest level since March 2020. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said Thursday that that average is down 94% from a peak in January of this year. Average daily deaths have also fallen to a low of about 360 a day. Walensky says the drops come as more Americans get vaccinated. 63% of adults have received at least one dose of vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.